Welcome everyone to WWE's NXT TakeOver San Antonio Report. I am the returning Billy, the human highlight reel, and it's so good to be back here at BetWrestling.com. But also, it's also great to be in the midst of the Royal Rumble season. Everybody knows this is the kickoff to WrestleMania, and period, point blank, this is my favorite time of year. Always was since I was a kid. The Royal Rumble is by far everyone that I know's favorite pay-per-view. I mean, but before we get into the actual results, there was like a little award ceremony, a year-end award 2016. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, you know, if you're a fan, you had the opportunity to tweet your results, so like what you liked. And it was tallied up at the end of the night. So we got some results for you. First off, Tag Team of the Year. You had American Alpha. You had TM61. Authors of Pain. DIY. But the winners, no surprise here, folks. If you've been following the Tag Team Division, you know that the Revival is that. All that. And a bag of chips, brother. But in a very surprising, and I was very happy to read this, breakout of the year, you know, breakout star of the year. You had No Way Jose. You had Ember Moon. You had Andrade Cien Almas. You had Sanity. But the winners, and this is the first time I got to see them. I really didn't watch much NXT this year. You know, I plead guilty. But it was the first time I seen these ladies tonight. And, I mean, look, anybody that knows me knows that, like, part of my twist, besides performing at the highest level that I could, I love being around women, and I used to, like, when my music hit, I would scour the crowd and look for women. But let me tell you something, you don't gotta look far if you're in this company. I mean, I would make a comeback just to hang out with these girls. Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, breakout stars of the year. Pretty cool stuff. And you got the Female of the Year award. And only three nominees. You had Bayley, Nia Jax, but the winner, of course, Azuka. Male of the Year. Male Man of the Year. Finn Balor. Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, but the winner, no surprises once again, Shinsuke Nakamura. Competitor of the Year. I don't know what this means. Everybody competes, you know. They got male of the year, female of the year. I mean, is this mean performer of the year, but they put competitor? Don't know. But you got Bayley, Nia Jax, Azuka, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode. But once again, Nakamura takes it home, collecting that gold. Match of the year. You had Finn Balor versus Nakamura on the July 13th episode of NXT. Azuka versus Mickie James, Toronto Takeover. American Alpha versus Revival, Takeover the End. Sami Zayn, Nakamura, Takeover Dallas. Bayley, Azuka, Takeover Dallas. Sami Zayn, Samoa Joe. 2 out of 3 falls, February 17th, NXT. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Steel Cage, Takeover the End. Bayley versus Nia Jax, July 20th episode. Ty Dillinger, Bobby Roode, Takeover Toronto. Neville, Finn Balor, March 2nd. Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Takeover Toronto. American Alpha versus Revival, 2 out of 3 falls. I thought that was going to win. However, DIY versus the Revival, 2 out of 3 falls at Takeover Toronto takes it home. So congratulations to the winner, and I hope everybody enjoyed this. I did not even know it was coming up. And like I said, I had never seen Peyton Royce and Billy Kay before, but I am not only impressed by their phenomenal in-ring skills, they're very sharp, but I was like, really, like, wow, these girls are my type. Like, love the brunettes with the tan. Love it. And they were phenomenal. So back, let's just scour back a few hours ago. You know, I am at the BetWrestling.com headquarters here in the lovely Northeast. And I was here. And, you know, it was cool to be around the gang here. We got a terrific staff. I want to thank everybody for their hard work. You know, you got Simon Booch. You got Philly Phil, you know, you got the lovely Liv Savage, but, and you got my returning little butt, it's finally healthy. But anyway, the quick hits. So once again, thanks to the staff here at Bet Wrestling. And we look to expand. Eric Young in the opener defeated Ty Dillinger. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm not very familiar with Ty Dillinger's work. I heard a lot about him, but I thought he was going to be like a spot monkey. Not at all. Very solid opener. Eric Young just impressed me very much. I always knew the guy was really good in the ring, but he seems to be peaking here. No goofy TNA gimmicks, just wrestling, and it was a great opener. Eric Young defeated Ty Dillinger. Now, I'm not going to poop on anybody. I'm not going to poo on anyone. But these, like, little mini Wyatt dudes, I thought the one guy was a heavy set man until he got hip tossed in the ring. I don't know their names, but I could have went without them. But it was a good match. Eric Young defeats Ty. But it was, like, after interference from the two upstarts. I don't even know their names. Second match, Roddy Strong defeated Andrade Cien Almas, everyone's favorite wrestler here at BetWrestling.com. Roddy Strong won surprisingly, and Roddy Strong, I think he's got a lot to work on in the promo department, but when it comes in the ring, this guy's top of the line. The Authors of Pain in the tag team NXT tag team title match, the Authors of Pain with Paul Ellering defeated the DIY to become the new tag team champions. I'm very impressed with the size of Authors of Pain. Everyone knows the DIY are phenomenal in-ring performers. What they lack in size, they compensate with in-ring talent. But the Authors of Pain seem to be like that once-in-a-generation tag team. They have great camaraderie in the ring, very smooth, and they got size. So I'm sure they'll be called up shortly. You don't see guys with size toil in the minors. Surprise to hear, Seth Rollins comes out, demands that he's going to hijack the show unless Triple H comes out. And surprise, surprise, no entrance music, but H-Bomb did come out and he called the cops. And the cops came and, the security, Full Sail University security came out. Actually, no, they were in San Antonio. But, I mean, the NXT security guys came out, and they got bumped around, clothesline, kneed. And then the best is, so, like, after he pummels, like, the three guys, he then goes towards the entranceway to, like, find Triple H, and the same guys he just clotheslined and kicked are trying to hold him back. I don't know about you guys, but if somebody kicked me or clotheslined me, I'm not going to try to hold him back. I'm going to whoop his ass. And that did not happen. They did their job. And Triple H got him thrown out of the building. I'm sure we will see a follow-up at Royal Rumble. And hopefully there'll be more fanfare, maybe some theme music. I love Triple H. Everything he stands for, in, outside of the business, in character, out of character, love him. He's great for wrestling. And I'm just so happy that the business is in great hands. I do not think he's a doofus son-in-law. There's a man in Chicago on the couch right now in the dark, probably watching his old matches from Ring of Honor. Sad, lonely. Made some bad choices in life. NXT Women's Champion, Azuka, defeated the hotness of Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and then White Trash Kenzo, Nikki Cross. Like, all right, I know it's the gimmick and all that. Philly Phil told me that she's part of Insanity, or Sanity, so to speak. But, dude, she needs, like, a conditioner and, like, shampoo. Like, it's brutal. Like, I know she's a heel and blah, blah, but you put her next to, like, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, I mean, these girls are, like, 10 out of 10 supermodel hot. And, like, their hair is silky smooth, looks like some Pantene Pro-V. And Nikki Cross looks like she used, like, soap and put it in her hair. No shampoo. In the main event, Bobby Roode. Glorious. And victorious. Has defeated Shinsuke Nakamura to win the NXT Championship. Nakamura gets hurt. Bobby Roode hits his big finisher on him, but he kicks out. Could have went without the kick out. Then he tries to put him in a leg hold, and then a flurry of kicks by Nakamura. Next thing you know, Bobby Roode hits his finish again. One, two, three this time. Good for Bobby Roode. Good for Nakamura, because now Nakamura can go to the main roster. And, it's every wrestling fan's wet dream if we can have Nakamura and AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Don't know if it's going to happen. He was, you did see a hint of Samoan Joe, and but no in-ring, just a brief shot of him, which basically means see you at the Royal Rumble tomorrow, Joe. I don't think Nakamura will be there tomorrow, but I do expect him to be called up to the main roster. I would hope before Mania, but usually they do the call-ups the night after Mania, so I could see him debuting the night after Mania. Or as the new DVD's titled WrestleMania Monday, they got this new DVD, and it's wacky as all hell. The matches are ridiculous. I'll download it illegally. So look, it's Saturday night here on the East Coast, and it's early Sunday morning, 1:46 here on the East Coast. And before we say goodbye, I just want to remind everybody that you can bet wrestling.com. Put your money where your mouth is, says Bruce Prichard, and I love him and his plugs. Thank you, Bruce, for being such a fan of the show and the website. It's with great pleasure to know that you're part of our family. Thank you, Conrad Thompson, as well. I haven't been on air, so I haven't got a chance to say it, but it's great to be amongst greatness, and it's a game changer, folks. So, what we have tomorrow, very special. Lynch, Naomi, and Bella, or Bliss, James, and Natalya. The favorites, Lynch, Bella, and Naomi are +165. They're the underdogs. Famous Bliss, James, and Natalya, -215. We got Cesaro, Sheamus versus Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson for the tag team title. They got two referees. -230 says Cesaro and Sheamus, big favorites. Underdog Gallows and Anderson. That's the end of the pre-show. Should be cool. Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, singles match. Sasha Banks +300. That's right, folks. You put $100 on this. Sasha Banks wins. You win $300. Unbelievable. In a match like that, it's not gonna hurt to see Nia Jax lose. I mean, hey. But we're gonna tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned to the website. We're gonna have updates all night, all morning, and then of course, leading into the Royal Rumble, we're gonna get you the odds as the minutes go by. We're gonna try to keep you informed, keep you enlightened. We're also gonna give you some psychology into what you should bet, how you should bet, and how to make money, make a difference. Forget the work rate and all that baloney. When you can make money watching what you love. I mean, it's the second best thing to being in the ring, getting paid to do it. I mean, you get paid to watch it. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's great work. But like, yo, Randy Orton, by the way, and I just want to say this, Dave Meltzer, I don't know, man. Like, he made some report, and ever since he made the report, the lines changed. It just goes to show you just how influential Meltzer is. But we'll see tomorrow, Dave, if you're right. I have my own thoughts and as to what this all means, but I don't want to spoil for you tonight. I leave you something, give you a little foreplay right now, but the real big gun show is tomorrow. The Undertaker's +825, which means you put $100 on the Undertaker, you win $825. That's a big come up. And it's not like it's so unbelievable, like, oh, I can't believe Undertaker will win. Goldberg, +1250. My lord, you put $100, you win $1,250. I mean, at what point, guys, do you guys say, listen, I'm going to take a shot here, Because think about it, guys. Like, let's say you put 100 on Goldberg, right? You put 100, he hits, you get 1250 back. So it's paying for the network. Not only are you getting $1,150, but it's paying for the network the whole year. I mean, come on, man. That's awesome. Chris Jericho's at +1,700. Braun Strowman is at +1,900. Brock Lesnar plus 2,500. Bray Wyatt plus 4,500. Like I said, Randy Orton minus 270 seems to be the only guy here with these like giant odds, and this is all because of Dave Meltzer. Sami Zayn plus 4,500. The Miz plus 5,500. Baron Corbin plus 5,500. Check this out. You put $100 on Dean Ambrose, he wins. You're winning $7,500. That's like, yo, it's paying for your network for the next 15, 20 years. Cesaro plus $10,000. Mojo Rawley, okay, I wouldn't bet a dollar on him, but he's plus 12,500. Ziggles plus 1350. Big Show plus 1350. When I say 1350, it's 13,500. Sheamus plus $15,000. I mean, we're talking real money here, folks. We're not talking credit or any bullshit. No gimmicks needed. This is the real deal. And come on. Kofi Kingston at plus $21,000. He's got no chance in hell. Neither does Luke Harper. But hey, could you imagine putting, like, let's say you put 300 on it. You're coming back with $64,000. If Big E wins the Royal Rumble, you put 300 on it, you're getting $90,000. This is real money. But listen, you guys get the point, and I will hit you guys up tomorrow, and let you know of the updated odds, what our psychology is. Me and Philly Phil will be teaming up once again, reunited, and it feels so good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Finn Balor, John Cena, Shinsuke Nakamura win the Royal Rumble. Only plus 7,000. What's that tell you? Is he going to be in? Is he going to be out? AJ Styles? Who knows? Kenny Omega, by the way, the money line is off since he announced that he signed with New Japan, or he is going to. But yeah, I mean, you got the rumors of Steve Austin, Triple H. But listen, my producer needs to get here and shut this shit down. And by the way, these odds are courtesy of our North American market partners. I mean, you know, currently there are issues with the Visa card, but MasterCard and you know, we got a few ways where you can bet on this. You got Bitcoin, but like, yo, MasterCard will do it. And it, like, listen, Bitcoin's accepted worldwide. People think it's jabron. We don't. We take your bets. We want you to make money. And tomorrow, Billy Real and Philly Phil will be coming live tomorrow, all during the day, with all kinds of awesome updates, letting you know the money line as the minutes go by. We want you to win money. You win, we all win when we betwrestling.com.